Hello and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. In this episode, we're looking at the Kokomo Boom. That's correct, the Kokomo Boom. That's Kokomo, Indiana. Now, this doesn't appear to be the same thing as a Kokomo Hum. We'll have to save that for a totally different episode. But this is what I found on this. It's pretty intriguing to me. This first article that we're looking at comes from an original newspaper article, The Call Leader, dated Thursday, April 17th, 2008. It says, mysterious boom heard near Kokomo, Indiana. Residents in Howard and Tipton counties reported hearing a loud explosion, sending police and firefighters scrambling. Some residents reported seeing bright lights in the western sky just after hearing the blast around 10:30 p.m. Wednesday. Police believe it's possible that the boom and lights may have been caused by a meteor or other atmospheric disturbance. Immediately after the boom, there was a slight metallic smell in the air in downtown Kokomo. Searchers found no debris in the area about 40 miles north of Indianapolis. Most of the reports were centered on U.S. 31 and County Road 300 north in Tipton County. Now, that's strange. That, you know, does sound like something that could be a meteorite blast, but the idea that this stuff has this metallic smell to it. Now, I want to take a look at this next article. It kind of goes into this a little bit further, talking about this Kokomo boom from April 17th, 2008. Now, this article comes to us from nationalterroralert.com. Mysterious lights, loud explosion, remains mystery, Kokomo, Indiana. And it says 15 years ago. Wow. Kokomo emergency responders from Howard and Tipton counties were mobilized late Wednesday after receiving many calls about a large explosion. Dozens of residents reported hearing, feeling, or seeing some kind of explosion near Kokomo about 10:30 p.m., but about midnight, a Tipton County Sheriff's Department dispatch official said police and fire crews still were searching for debris or other evidence of the blast. One resident interviewed on the air by WTHR Channel 13, the Indianapolis Star-News gathering partner, said she felt her house shake violently and saw a fireball. Other witness accounts varied from a blast to bright lights to a house-shaking rumble, officials said. About 11:30 p.m., the Federal Aviation Administration reported no missing aircraft, WTHR reported. Kokomo, home to about 46,000 people, is about 50 miles north of Indianapolis in Howard County. Police are still not sure what caused a bright light in the sky, followed by a loud explosion near the Tipton-Howard County line, according to the Star Press. Several residents called police and news outlets saying they had seen the lights and/or experienced what felt like a large explosion as far away as Kokomo. Police think that it may have resulted from military flares or even an astronomical event. With the reports of sparks, things falling from the sky, our aviation section reported that a meteor shower activity over the last couple of nights. Boy, that is one poorly written sentence. We had a similar instance in Logansport yesterday with a loud bang that I believe that they had classified as a meteor shower. So to our best guess tonight, Mother Nature has created this big incident, said Sergeant Jeremy Kelly, Indiana State Police. The problem with that is there's no evidence that it was a meteor shower other than a loud bang and some lights in the sky. We just don't know. I think it rocked everybody's house, and I'm scared for everybody. I don't know if it was a meteorite or if it was a plane or if it was a jet going over from Grissom. It could have been numerous things, said Jody Brown from Kokomo. Initial reports brought countless police, fire, and rescue units to an area near the intersection of U.S. 31 and 300 north in Tipton County. But after finding nothing while searching that area, the search began moving west and north back into Howard County. Units responding included sheriff deputies from Howard and Tipton counties, Kokomo and Tipton City Police, Indiana State Police, Howard County Emergency Management Agency, and fire departments from Harrison and Taylor Townships, Sharpsville, and Kempton. This sounds like an enormous response to what they're trying to pass off as a meteorite. After nearly an hour of searching, however, no debris of any sort had been found. Authorities at Grissom Air Reserve Base and Indianapolis International Airport were contacted, but they told police they had no aircraft missing. Police believed it is possible that the boom and lights may have been caused by a meteor or other atmospheric disturbance. Immediately after the boom, there was a slight metallic smell in the air in downtown Kokomo. Now, that's the strange part. Why would you have this metallic smell? That is very strange. What I find most puzzling about this is that you have these call-ins for this loud boom. People report that they're seeing fire coming out of the sky. Sounds like you have multiple fire departments respond to the scene. You've got law enforcement all over the place from multiple different communities, and then they don't find any remnants of a meteorite, and nobody seems to know what's going on. You have to wonder if they were just told to be quiet or what happened there, because why would they all respond to this situation without there being a single house on fire, without there being a single crash site of an airplane? I mean, it sounds like you had a couple hundred, maybe a thousand people respond to this event, and then they say it turns out to be nothing. Now let's take a look at this next article here. This last article that we're looking at is from theUFOChronicles.com, theUFOChronicles.com. I'll put links up to these at the Ko-Fi and at Locals, and you can find them over there. That way you can read these for yourself. They're just mesmerizing. Now, it looks like we've got one or two eyewitness accounts from the Kokomo situation, and then some actual UFO sightings prior to this April 17th, 2008 Kokomo boom event. This one says, reader submitted report, unedited. It says, I am emailing you in response from a request from our mutual friend, Mike Fortson, who lives in Arizona. I live in Indianapolis, Indiana, and over the last two nights, there has been some unexplained activity in a town 35 miles north of Kokomo, Indiana. Last night, Wednesday, March 16th, 2008, at around 10:15 p.m., a large blast was heard by the citizens of that area from the north side of Kokomo, south to the town of Tipton, Indiana, a distance of 20 to 25 miles. The emergency management response was extensive, involving authorities from several organizations. I have included an MS Word document with a collection of news reports from several local papers and the three TV stations in the Indianapolis area. The idea was, as you will see, that the bright flash, falling burning debris, and extremely loud boom was from a detonating meteor as a result of a meteor shower. Well, that's interesting that that's what they're calling this thing. But apparently when people were calling this thing into the 911 and law enforcement, they thought it was an airplane crash. That's what it looked like to them. Maybe a UFO crash, who knows? And it's also interesting to see here that the actual boom happened on March 16th, not April 17th, but it seems like the paper must have got a hold of this a month later. It's almost like this story maybe was tamped down a little bit when it first came out. The fact that discounts that assumption is that the same event happened the night before on Tuesday, March 15th, over at Logansport, Indiana, at around 10:10 p.m., a town 25 miles north of Kokomo. Same flash, same loud boom, same falling, burning debris. Quite a coincidence that a meteor shower would deposit as rubble over the same geographic area on two consecutive nights at approximately the same time each night. Now that changes everything. So now it's just not a Kokomo boom. I mean, it's two booms that have happened within 25 miles or so of Kokomo. This is kind of a area-wide event witnessed by, sounds like, thousands of people. At the end of the accumulated article, you will find some additional reports from individuals in the Kokomo area that claim they witnessed yellow orbs hovering in the western sky immediately after the big boom, and another witness that claimed they saw F-16 fighters in the air after the event. Funny how these guys never make it on TV, isn't it? Never make it into the mainline press. I have no idea what is occurring here, but plan to be in that area tonight at the same time in the late evening, hopeful that we will have a third consecutive event. Please review the attached information. And then it says it occurred March 6th. Reported March 6th, posted March 31st, location Kokomo, Indiana, shaped light, 15 to 20 minutes. That is really cool. Then it goes on here, it says March 6th, 2008, traveling north on US 31, just south of Howard County, while driving my boyfriend, and I spotted a yellow-orange light in the sky, a little closer than planes fly, but still pretty up there. The glowing light appeared, then faded away. A few minutes later, the light appeared again and split horizontal in two, then faded away. The light appeared a third and fourth time, split horizontally into three lights, all fading away. 20 minutes later, we arrived very excited at our destination, only to see this happen two more times with my boyfriend's dad. We also saw a jet head toward the objects before they went away. This is my third encounter of this kind in and around Howard County. All lights fading on and off, all different formations. Wow. And this is says occurred March 6th. So here we go. Preceding this boom, we have these orb sightings coming together, splitting apart. This is so common that we hear this kind of behavior with these orbs. But this time, it seems like on two different occasions, they were followed by these loud sonic booms and what appeared like burning debris falling out of the sky. And, of course, that metallic smell they talked about. Well, here's one here. It says, one of many, my girlfriend and I were on our way home from the mall a couple of nights ago. We were laughing and singing along with the radio. I looked up into the sky and I saw a strange orange light. I felt almost hypnotized by it, and then it disappeared. Immediately, I told myself that it was only a glare from passing vehicle. As I was turning to ask my girlfriend if she saw anything, she was actually turning to ask me the same thing. So there was a loud simultaneously, did you see that? Now skeptical, but still thinking logically, I assumed that it was a cloud passing over a bright star or even a planet. That's when I looked, and about 3/4 mile northwest of the initial observations, I saw another one, and then another right next to it. Each time one appeared, one disappeared in a time sequence in a perfect counterclockwise circular motion, like a domino effect. Now intrigued, I frantically rolled down my window, despite the cold winter air. Just when I thought it was gone, another sequence would appear. Each time it appeared to multiply or pulsate, and always in a perfect sequence. There were never more than three lights in each one. I saw a total of three individual sequences on the way home, like during a 5-minute time period. When we got back to the house, my girlfriend was trying to convince me that it was probably a helicopter or something. It wasn't. So now we're standing in the driveway, waiting on these things to show up again. It didn't take long for them to appear. This time, there are two sequences in the sky, at once about a mile apart from each other. She no longer thinks it's a helicopter, and we can barely see super small twinkling lights in between each pulse. I also noticed that there were suddenly several of the small twinkling lights all over the western sky, moving in random directions, some fast, some slow, sometimes disappearing and appearing. I noticed a low, distant rumbling during the sequence, like an engine or explosion or breaking barrier. Every dog in the neighborhood was barking. Just as fast as the show started, it ended. I personally can't think of a logical explanation. Fireworks in winter with no sound and in two different parts of the winter sky? Doubt it. Maybe a flare. Why? And how so timed in two different areas? Could be a hoax, but someone would have to have a lot of time on their hands, because I did see some research on this today. I discovered several near to the T same observation as me. Not only that, they were in different years and in different locations. Something else I noticed in my findings is these sightings almost always occur in the western sky. Now, this sighting is reported 4/16/2008, which the location, Kokomo, Indiana, shape formation, 2 minutes. So you have these orbs showing up here in and around Kokomo before and after this Kokomo boom, this loud sonic boom where people reported seeing debris falling out of the sky. They thought it was an airplane shot down. Sounds like dozens, if not hundreds, of law enforcement and firefighters and EMT show up, can't find anything. These people thought they saw an aircraft crashing, and maybe it was. Maybe it was just a UFO-type aircraft. This is another sighting from a little bit further back we're talking about here at Kokomo. It says, 4 or 5 yellow lights in the sky followed a loud explosion noise. They moved in a perfect unison. If one went to the left, they all moved. So 4 or 5 yellow lights in the sky followed a loud explosion. We heard a big, loud noise, almost like an explosion. My dad and brother ran outside while I was on the phone with my dad. My brother tried videotaping it, but I'm not sure how much he got because it happened so quickly. My dad said there are like four or five yellow lights all moving in unison to the left and now to the right. They just suddenly disappeared. And then it has a note here from New Fork. It says, many reports to the local media, we understand. We do not know what the objects were, but there is a possibility that they were caused by a military exercise. However, military aircraft are not allowed to fly supersonic overpopulated areas. We would welcome reports from any other witnesses. And the date on this is 3/21/2005. Kokomo, Indiana, shape fireball. So yet again, sonic blast, fireball, Kokomo, Indiana. Clearly there's some kind of a pattern going on here. Now, here's another one. It says odd orange-ish lights. While heading home last night with a friend, I saw an object to the northwest that at first looked somewhat like a normal plane, but was not flashing at all and had a distinctive orange hue and color. Suddenly, another light just like it appeared below, and the first light slowly dimmed out, then reappeared. Then a third lit up below them before fading out, one by one, going from center to top, then bottom. The light lasted for maybe a minute or a minute and a half. This is the second time I have witnessed an event like this, and it really has my curiosity going now. I had posted to this site the last time I saw lights like this, but have not seen the reported post yet. Anyway, after getting home, I stood outside for a while and witnessed several more sights, again with my friend and my wife. The first I had seen started with a single light in the northwest, then one to the west, then three more in between them, spaced a good distance apart. I would guess a couple miles or more. Each light dimmed out. Don't recall the exact order. One by one until they were all gone. Then two in the center reappeared shortly, followed by the first one in the northwest for a couple seconds before they all faded out. These lasted for about 2 minutes. We all stood watching for about another 15 minutes and witnessed three more single lights through the west and northwest sky, all acting at the same. They would light up, then slowly dim out, and usually relight for just a second or two before dimming out again. We also noticed that there was quite a few normal aircraft flying around. Most of them were noticed directly above us or to the east, with a couple coming from the northwest and all heading north, or from where we are heading directly in the direction of Grissom Air Force Base. No normal planes were noticed around the lights or where they were seen. Man, and that's dated February 18th, 2005, so 3 years before this Kokomo boom actually happened. We got a couple more here. We'll look at them. This just shows the pattern. Sometimes, you know, you get the headlights and the stuff, and you say, oh, Kokomo boom. Well, this happened on April or March or whatever back in 2008. And it's easy for a skeptic to come in and say, well, it was just a meteorite, or it was just a military airplane that, you know, broke protocol and created a sonic boom. But then when you go back and look at some of these reports, you find out that this stuff's been going on for years. And it's the same thing. People are seeing orbs, they're hearing sonic booms, and then they're witnessing falling debris on fire, falling from the sky. It's just like that's the MO. Loud orbs, loud noises, falling, burning debris. But they never find the debris. That's the strange thing. Now, this one here says, my wife and I were leaving her parents' house located just to the outside of the city's east side. While backing out, a very odd light formation caught my eye. There were four lights in a somewhat square pattern that was reddish-orange in color that dimmed out one by one to the northwest sky. My wife had turned around just as the last couple had faded out. Then, within maybe 10 or 15 seconds, another cluster of the lights appeared again, directly west, that began as just one light turning into what looked like maybe four or more in a somewhat jagged line. That again dimmed out one by one. By the way, the sky was clear on this night. My wife ran into the house to get her parents, as we couldn't believe or figure out what she was seeing. Just as my wife, son, and her mother had come back outside, one more single light was seen to the high southwest part of the sky. There was also quite a few normal aircraft flying in random back and forth patterns around the area of the sighting. At first, I thought we were seeing some kind of lighting from the aircraft, but the type of lighting we saw and the way it faded out was unlike anything my wife or I have ever seen before. I would describe it as a small ball of fire, slowly lighting, then slowly burning out. It has been driving me nuts ever since we've seen it, as until finding this website, I haven't heard of anyone else anywhere in or around Kokomo that has seen it, but from what a person in Peru, Indiana describes it, it would be the same lights we had seen and was also the same night. This is dated January 14th, 2005. Imagine this, and it has the location Peru, Kokomo, Indiana, sphere, about 20 minutes sighting. Clearly orbs. Now, I didn't see anything there about the sonic boom, but they're talking about these lights fading in and out. We'll do one last one right here before we finish up, and you can go to the site and you can look them up yourself and see. I mean, it's so cool. These bright orange-colored objects, accompanied by dozens of white-lit objects, appeared and then streaked across the sky. My wife and I were traveling southbound on SR-29 and US 421, just west of Lafayette toward Peru, when three relatively large orange and white-colored spheres appeared south of us. Each of the bright spheres emerged, faded in one at a time, until all three were easily visible. They appear to be very different from normal aircraft lights. We know that there are several airfields in the area, but these were not wing or tail lights from any aircraft I know. I can usually recognize those types of lights since I used to be in the Air Force and had worked in the aerospace defense industry. Shortly after they emerged, they began to fade out in the order they appeared. When they were visible, they seemed to have lined up in a straight line, but were not evenly spaced apart. Along with these large bright lights, we noticed what seems to be dozens of smaller white lights flying around in no particular pattern that we could distinguish. These lights were much smaller than the three big ones mentioned above, but were even more intriguing to us. We noticed that these lights would streak across the sky from east to northwest, south to north, and west to east, some in a straight level flight pattern, and some in a random pattern. We saw some of these fly level and then suddenly shoot upward or downward vertically. I have never seen an aircraft move in this fashion. I know that the G-forces alone from such maneuvers would make it highly unlikely that these aircraft were ours. I could actually see what appeared to be contrails behind some of them at times. This lasted for about 20 minutes as we continued traveling south. And this is March 6, 2008. 7:50 p.m. So this is right there in that time frame where these orbs have shown up, accompanied by the sonic booms and the falling burning debris. It's got some more sightings on here too. You can read this stuff is fascinating. Like I said, so oftentimes we come across these articles or I come across them and they're interesting. You read one or two articles on the thing, you think you know about it, but then when you get digging just a little bit deeper and you luck out and you come across an article that normally doesn't maybe hit the search engine on the first try, you find these little gems where actual eyewitnesses have written in and given their accounts of what they saw, talked about their experiences. And these experiences go back years, it turns out. So we see here from these locals that live in that area, this Kokomo boom wasn't a one-off thing. This is something that had been going on for some time, the orbs, the sonic booms, the falling burning debris. But if you're to listen to the media, they would just tell you, well, it happened, now it's over with, go back to sleep. Well, we're not going back to sleep. We're going to keep finding out people's first-hand accounts, and we're going to get the information at the source, because that's how you get disclosure. Until next time, this is UFO Warning, over and out.